Stakeholders in the mining industry have been discussing in Accra the rising cost of mining and falling prices of gold on the world markets and its implication for the mining industry and the state. The discussion organized by the Ghana Chamber of Mines was dubbed Mining for Development and is the second of such forums this year. Justice Mingle has filed this report.
The Ghana Chamber of Mines organized the forum to showcase and discuss the strategic partnership that exists between the mining industry and government in an effort to reposition mining as a tool for socio-economic transformation. It sought to address the public quest for information, the absence of which has fueled acute negative perceptions about mining. The campaign coordinator of ISODEC, Dr. Steve Manteo, who was the lead discussant, and highlighted key points raised at the forum.
Ghanaians think we mine so many minerals, but it's only one mineral that we contend with. It has supported our economy. If you come to think of 27% of our internal revenue coming from mining, if you come to think that 42% of our foreign exchange comes from mining, then you cannot possibly say that mining hasn't done anything to it. If you think that 21,000 people are directly employed with other ancillary employment that comes with it, you probably will not say that mining is not doing anything. So it's beneficial. We must exploit it wisely, so that Ghana will see the benefit of it. It's a threat to Ghana, not to my chamber, because galamsey is illegal. And I always repeat quickly that small-scale mining is good for Ghana. Galamsey is bad for Ghana.
The chief executive officer of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Dr. Tony Obin, was positive about the benefits of mining as an agent of development.
In my view, corporate social responsibility programs must be tied to the medium-term development plan of the various districts where the mining companies operate. That is to say that the mining company, should see itself as a corporate citizen and should take part in the processes towards the development of the medium-term development priorities for the districts, and then make a financial contribution towards the realization of the various objectives and goals set out in the medium-term plan. In that way, corporate social responsibility projects will be directly responsive to real needs on the ground.
That was the chief executive officer of Mines, Dr. Tony Orban, ending that report filed by Justice Mingle.